Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Send you guys a picture that I took of myself after I took a shower this morning, and it's just my hair, and
it's just the hair on your head, right?
It my quarantine hair turns into hockey hair when it's wet, and if it's all slicked back, I look
Tommy.
Like it, I look like a fat ginger Barry Melrose with no fucking facial hair, but like it's slicked back, and then like little sides come out just like he's got. It's really it's something special.
How long's the haircut streak, or the non-haircut streak, as it were?
I don't know. I mean, we're getting close to when I would only cut my hair once a year. It's been 6 months since I cut.
I can't remember when I cut my hair last.
And I feel bad about it. I don't want to. I want to cut my hair, and then I also don't want to because I want to like keep the quarantine hair because it's important to be like, yeah, I didn't go to a fucking tiny little place and get my hair cut, but at the same time, I also want to get my fucking hair cut.
You know, you could let your wife do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Marla did the back.
And that's why you're facing us. I get it.
You got like a
union. I was just about to say, Jeremy, you're 48, but 8 at heart, bro.
Wow, 48. You're chopping.
Yeah, adding 3.
No.
You're chopping.
You're chopping. I mean, he's fucking 55. I thought he turned 55.
You can't drive 55.
Quarantine.
Fuck Sammy Hagar, by the way. That's
hey,
a brand
man.
We hate.
No.
We hate, yes.
Not. Listen. Yes. I will.
Sammy Hagar
says
some messed
Hagar.
Up shit.
I don't care what you say.
That's not about Van Hagar. It's about why don't you Google News the last fucking dumb shit that
he
piece
did.
Of crap
sure,
said.
Yeah. That's a good
oh,
point.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sucks.
Yeah. He sucks. Fuck
I'm
him.
Not saying I'm going to hang out with him or like, you know, believe
you
in him.
You're going to drink his tequila?
No.
Okay.
What's
I'm not
it called?
Gonna
does it have a dumb, does it have a dumb name?
That shit.
Yeah, it does have a dumb name. It's like
Cabo Wabo?
It's Cabo Wabo. Exactly.
It's Cabo Wabo.
What a
there you
fucking
go. Yeah.
I always knew I didn't like it.
Ugh.
Well, before we talk about more news stories, how about do you want to just start the show?
Yeah, why not? Is that what we've already started? See, this time you've got us.
What
you got me.
To, Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Gil out.
And below me, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
It's so subtle this time. But it's still
happy, God damn it. Just shut up. Just why do you guys bring
happy,
it up then?
Happy birthday, Jeremy. You can
thank
also
you.
You can also below me too.
I'm above you. I'm top. So
they all
power,
look different to
top.
Everyone else, bud. My screen don't look like your screen, and Mike's screen don't look like my screen.
And I don't know why that is, but it just
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. So yeah. Why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Yes,
summertime.
And my
is
name
coming.
Is Jeremy. Yes, that was the
hi,
full, the
hi,
full
Jeremy.
Intro. Yeah, yes.
There's always money in the banana stand, and I've been taking my bananas that are not going to be good for the last couple of days of their lives, and I stick them in the freezer, and they get kind of brown, and then I put them in my ninja. I put them in my ninja with some almond milk and peanut butter, and I make my own little fucking ice cream.
I'm sorry, your branded blender.
My that, branded blender.
Your branded
yes,
blender
yes.
That advertises by infomercial.
Is that what they do? I don't know.
Yes.
I got it.
I have
I got
been
it as a
on,
wedding gift.
Bro,
I got it as
I have
a
been
wedding
awake
gift.
On
I don't
Saturday
care.
Morning. I've been awake on Saturday morning, like when is soccer on? And then like you flip the channel, it's like paid programming. This sucks.
The ninja.
We know you want the Vitamix, but can't afford it.
Right.
So here's
Settle for ninja.
Oh wait, is that what it is?
Ninja? No, it's a big sale. You have some friends that love you if equivalent. You got that for.
I got friends that love me because it was very nice. But also, you know, it's not a brand I hate because the base of it, the thing that makes it all work, the motor, got freaky like a few months ago, like right before the pandemic. And I called them up and I told them that it was getting freaky deaky and that I got it for a wedding gift and they sent me a brand new one. And after a couple of days, the old one started working again. So I have a brand new one that I haven't even started using yet.
You're going to just ride that one out till it's smoking? No,
well, I keep saying I'm going to bring it to my in-laws, and I keep forgetting to bring it and put it in the car. So every time I'm like, I don't remember to bring that shitty bottom just in case.
Car blender.
That would be my. Oh, that was my nickname in college. That was also my nickname in college, shitty bottom.
I thought it'd be car blender, but I understand.
I like how Jeremy's like, I don't even want to touch that.
Shitty bottom. No.
Shitty bottom. I mean, that's just like, what's your other poo-poo, what's your nephew call you? He called you something poo-poo, poo-poo Danny. I don't know. This is horrible podcast material, but.
I know what he's talking about.
Are you talking about, he's got Uncle Funky Bottoms.
Uncle Funky Bottoms.
With a pants off dance party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Which is different, but I was putting them together. Gents,
put them together.
We should do something a little different on this minisode. What do you think? Let's do some topical shit because there's a lot going on in the world right now, and some of it is kind of crazy. And it's just leading to 100 different angles, and everything's pivoting. And then all of a sudden, you get news stories like mine, which is glory holes, right? There's a resurgence of glory holes. Okay.
Yeah, the CDC says it's okay because you're not touching anybody and there's a wall between you so you can't spread the virus.
Wasn't it the Canadian CDC, the CCDC?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
CDCC. I love it, man.
Was it right here? Was it right here in good old US of A that they said the old glory hole was?
I thought the CDC is the Clit Dick Center. Is that not what it is?
No.
Not what it's called.
I'm very confused. I thought that's what the glory hole thing was. I'm sorry. My bad.
It's plural. Clits. Yeah. It's
right. Yeah. You changed that.
I guess that doesn't change the... Yeah, exactly. last month, in the midst of the coronavirus quarantine, the New York City Health Department encouraged residents to be sexually creative to stay safe. It suggested, for instance, the New Yorkers tried new sexual practices, including physical barriers like walls that allow sexual contact without preventing close face-to-face contact.
I think we should just put them on the glass all the time.
Put them on the glass. Yeah, no. Put them on the glass.
That than an actual glory hole that's just a wall with a hole in it. You know,
right? Because you want a little visual. You want a little visual.
Yeah, yeah. A little. Yeah, plexiglass would be great.
Did you guys ever open a can of Coke on the side
vinyl.
Of a...
I go with some vinyl or something like that. It's got a little more flex to it.
Do you guys ever open a bottle of Coke when you're kids on like the thing and the lid comes off? You know
Coke
what I mean? You
go up to a Coke machine or whatever. It never came in bottles.
In glass? Oh. Okay, well, that was maybe before your time. But as a vintage thing, sometimes you would walk in and they would still have those. How about that? For the glory... It's like Glory Hole 2.0, billion dollar idea.
You just invented fleshlights.
No. Well, kind of.
You just invented fleshlights, but in conjunction with the Coca-Cola Corporation. So you're already a billionaire.
When those lids fall down into that thing, that's where the jizz needs to go.
Where do the polar bears come in for the advertising for that? I'd like to know.
I don't know what you're talking about with these lids and falling.
All right. So there used to be Coke bottle machines. Glass bottle machines.
Yeah. There's one at Pauly G's slice shop in Greenpoint.
So if you go to Pauly G's and get a Coke out of there,
you give them money for a Coke, and then they give you a dime to operate the vending machine.
But on that cooler somewhere is a bottle opener, obviously, because they're bottles.
And then things fall in.
So all I'm saying is, create a wall called the J wall, if you'd like, and it would be a structural thing. You know, it could help hold up the rest of the bathroom. And just, I'm just saying, glory hole 2K, 2K to 20. Wow. $1 billion idea.
What does it have to do with the
I can visualize
caps?
It now with the zeros Please. Being the holes in the 2020.
Oh, God.
So. Yeah. And you could put like.
You'd be pretty close together if it's 22. They're both holes.
Oh, what, you guys both don't have two?
I'm just saying, you better be satisfying conjoined twins.
Here's your bathroom.
If you want to be efficient, if you want to be efficient,
here's your bathroom. What? Share the screen, Jeremy.
You have a fleshlight in one hand, and you have your ding dong in the other, and you have two holes,
and this one's in the middle. Going, what do you want from me?
You're maximizing potential.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, at my J wall, then you would never need that fleshlight. So I'm just saying, you're saving some steps. You're helping the environment. Put some worms down there. Maybe you can like grow some. Plants or some shit. I don't know.
Worms?
Keep it eco-friendly. Eco-friendly glory holes. That's my billion-dollar idea. That's my news story.
That I
wanted to talk about today.
It's both. It's,
your story made me need to swig from my decanter.
Oh, you're drinking.
His decanter.
Is that gets you in the mood for the glory holes, what you're saying, doing that?
Just made the listeners or the people who are watching on Patreon go, wow, Jeremy's drinking beer again. That's surprising.
Yeah. It was
Jeremy
my birthday.
Goes on and off with everything. He's like, I like beer. I can't drink beer. I smoke a ton of weed. I don't smoke any weed.
He's
an ebb and flow kind of guy. He's an ebb and flow kind of guy. The only thing that's constant in his life is shitting.
Change.
And no shitting and his hot chocolate coffee.
Oh yeah, I smoke
his mocha milk.
Yeah, it's mocha milk time.
Good old mocha.
You know,
milk.
I thought about that when I was getting the beer. I was like, Mike's gonna be disappointed. No mocha milk tonight. It's too late. 9:30.
I will. I've been thinking about my dairy consumption, trying to bring it down a little bit, but my heart's not in it. I really want to drink milk.
Yeah.
Real milk.
Yeah, all that other stuff is not milk. It's just beverage. Good for you. If that's what you like drinking and you like it, it's good with your cereal, it's good to drink, and it's good for you.
I do like it. I do like it.
Go for it. Yeah. Right.
It's not good for the environment, but it's, you know, I don't know.
Oh, you're saying like every single to grow one almond that takes 1,000 gallons of water?
Sure, but how much, you know, methane gas gets produced by cows and the milk that you drink, so I think it's all equals out.
Interesting.
Just my two cents here.
A new development is that the good guys at Ronnybrook, upstate New York, where we get our milk, working on some cow ass bags that sequester and recapture the methane and then cycle it back into the production. Basically, it helps to power the dairy.
So you're saying that they have a bunch of cows that have filters in their ass. That take their gas and reproper.
No, you remember Ghost. Remember when Ghostbusters, when they build that like ghost containment system?
Yes,
right.
And then
downtown.
that piece of crap Templeton Pecker came in, said, "Shut it down." They said, "If you shut it down, shit's going to go down.
We're not responsible."
Yeah,
and you saw what happened. So what they do is they back the cows in one at a time, and then. And they take like a day's worth of methane out of them. So if you could do about 25 cows in 2 hours over the course of a workday, I think they're taking care of the whole. Danny's smiling. I'm feeling like
a fact check is involved.
It's known as this. It's known as Macaca. It's the methane capture.
See,
and
now,
concentration.
when there's Macaca. When there's a slick fucking anagram / fucking nickname, I know it's bullshit coming out of your mouth.
Oh gosh, it's known as Dareaway. It's known as Methaway. It's known as Ass Cow Pump.
The thing is,
Mike, I really want to believe you.
I know
I really
you do.
Wanna
and
think,
that's what's
I really
important.
I really want to think that there's some truth to this, but I must feel my vibe, which is your vibe, which is you're lying to me.
The seed of doubt.
You bastard.
Little eyebrow.
Seed of doubt.
The seed of doubt.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can fact check these episodes, but I'm going to do it anyway. Scientists hooked up an inflatable bag to a cow stomach. The time lapse video is insane.
These are the same cows that have holes in their stomach, so you can watch them churn out their cud.
Wait, did you make a thing visible? Too, right? Do you make a visible, yeah, like cow visible model? Cow.
I mean, that's a real thing. I think they do that.
You get a engine. You can do a see through. What was there? A head on those see through models. You remember those?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it was a head, an engine from a car.
I feel like with a cow, you're just going to, like, it's just going to be very tiring with all four stomachs and stuff and trying to, oh, where's the grass going? Where'd it go? Oh, it's up there. Where's the cut?
Statistics vary regarding how much methane average dairy cow expels. Some experts say 100 liters to 200 liters a day.
This is why Makako is very important in this. It's a methane capture and concentration org.
No. It was close.
Stop it. Just stop it.
All right. So now we've learned about glory holes and cow farts.
What if... Yeah, that's one way to... What if the cows just farted into your glory hole, Jeremy?
Maybe it's a connection. Maybe that J-wall somehow hooks up with the methane. Nope, you're shaking your heads no. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Was it unanimous on that?
That
one?
Was a yeah. No, that's synchronous. Like a, no. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yep.
Yep. No. But after you use your J-wall and the pandemic's over, you can sell it back to the farms and they can try to figure out how to do something with it.
Yeah, you bury it. You could probably make necklaces out of it. Like
about the J-wall?
Use it like hemp. Yeah. You plant
J-wall.
It.
J-wall.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
What you said you wanted to talk about something earlier, Dan.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. No, this something just hits a little close to home. Last couple episodes ago, we were talking about buffalo, and my cousin was agreeing with me that, yes, we're called Buffalonians and blah, blah, blah. And then she posted Out of nowhere, she posted an article and sent it to me that two people in Buffalo got pinched for pushing cocaine and fentanyl, shipping them in Nick boxes, Nickelodeon slime boxes.
Get out of here.
Whoa. Yeah,
I thought you were going to say Bocce Club pizza boxes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that might have been a better...
Your cousins were very cool. It was nice to meet your family when we were in Buffalo.
They're good. Yeah, they're wonderful people.
Which one of them?
The U.S. Postal Inspection Service intercepted a package from Puerto Rico shipped to this person's home, and it was a brick-like substance that was comprised of loosely packed white powder.
Yeah, field tests.
That was phloem. That was phloem. You just have to add the final ingredient once it gets to the U.S. It's much easier that way. That was pre cheaper. That was pre phloem. That's all that was.
Pre phloem. Yeah, but a Nickelodeon slime box. Like, I'm trying to picture what. I mean, I
is
guess,
nothing is that sacred. What's next?
I mean, again, like I would say phloem, or I mean, really, if you're going to go that way, you would use GAC because that's also it's also synonymous with cocaine. So why don't you just fill it full of Nickelodeon GAC? Because that would be funny and hilarious. And also probably you could have bought, you know, you probably could have upcharged everybody.
$1 billion idea. Dan just invented his own brand of cocaine.
Well, why not just put it in a bag of flour or something?
Inside a box that contained toys, coloring books, paper plates, napkins, and a Nickelodeon slime box.
I think we're familiar with, you know, like every 18 months to 2 years, they bust an ice cream truck, either in Brooklyn, Queens, or Nassau County. Like, seriously, that's how often it happens. They bust an ice cream truck for selling drugs the same way. So it's not like they're not trying to build up new customers, but I think
I get it. But when they nab the ice cream truck, do they say that it was inside of a box that contained, you know, it said what, toys,
Bubble O'Bill,
coloring books, or yeah, it's like
TMNT
it goes
pops.
Like Häagen-Dazs and, you know, screwballs.
Ben and Jerry were not available for comment.
It's what I'm saying. Like, why do they have to throw Nickelodeon into that just to be like, oh yeah, this is gonna definitely go viral.
I like your instincts, like, to protect the brand.
Like, what is it? It's not Nickelodeon's fault that they have a slime box that they threw it in.
Anything, it should be like a Disney
box. It's their
fault
that their fans are nostalgic for cocaine.
Look, if I was gonna ship cocaine, I'd put it in, you know, Gold Bond medicated powder, big bottle. Right. That would work for me. If I got arrested with it, I wouldn't be like, well, got to talk to Gold Bond.
You wouldn't try dragging your corporate sponsor under the bus with you.
No, you keep Nickelodeon's name out your mouth, Buffalo.
Erie County.
WK.
Heads up, Erie County.
WKBW Buffalo affiliate channel 7 ABC.
That stands for Killing Big Buffalo Wings. That's what KBW stands for. When we got to Buffalo, I know you guys had to have that bar food, and it was good.
It's a bar food town.
It's not a treadmill town.
No.
Yeah, but a lot of American towns are not treadmill towns.
That's fair.
I would say the vast majority of American towns and cities are not.
I don't know.
Healthy.
I think a lot of small towns are treadmill towns where you feel like you're working and you're working and you're working, but you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, I guess in that respect. I was going to say that.
That's the metaphorical treadmill.
The royal. No, I was going to say that the
royal treadmill, that was a sex move that was outlawed in 1980.
That's why Howie Mandel won't shake hands anymore.
Ever.
The royal treadmill.
He's burned for life.
Never again. I'm going to send Marla's mom one of those pizzas here in the next couple days.
What pizza?
Does Bocce, they do the,
yeah, they ship
do
them
the
to
national?
The, yeah.
Oh. Wow, you're paying way too much money.
I'm sure, yeah, but it's a fun idea.
I know
it's a gift. It's a thank you.
Sure,
you know, yeah,
sure.
For being a friend, sort of like the Golden Girls. No, but she helped us out quite a bit. I don't want to go into it, but yes,
with sauce and cheese and crust. Right. So
no, but
this
I wanted
this
to send
a, to say thank you.
Send a thank you, and it's like $50 to send two pizzas to
Florida. That's actually pretty good.
But I don't know, maybe shipping's not included.
If I send one from Brooklyn to Queens,
yes.
It's more than
that. Let's fact check it. Yeah, right.
You're going to have to fact check it.
I'm kidding.
I don't want to throw my friend who owns a business in Syracuse under the bus, but to get one of to get one of his delicious waffles.
Oh, I'm not traveling for fun. I can't make a Funkin' Waffle travel outside of the 315 area code, buddy. So if you're going to get right there.
You can get it
I know there's one in 716, but I'll let you do your pitch now. Go ahead, Dan.
Party size is $35 plus shipping.
Is that code for something? Party size?
No, party size is what you want. That's the
biggie. With 100% whole milk Sorrento mozzarella. It all comes back around.
Hey, that's you know what? I'm just glad that they didn't send any of the cocaine and fentanyl in bocce boxes like Mike had thought they might, because no one wants to slander that good name.
Yeah, exactly. I was before you said that, though, I did want to inquire what your what is your number one Nickelodeon? What's your number one product box to ship drugs in from the 90s?
We surveyed 10 90s kids, and
yeah, exactly. Two of them were, you know, died from a Soundgarden concert.
I would take boxes of whatchamacallits and take the whatchamacallits out and put cocaine in and send it.
Because no one would look. Yeah.
Well, that's be confusing. Like, yeah, we found this box with I don't know, whatchamacallits in it. I'm not sure whatchamacallits is.
They must have melted into fine dust. I guess depending on what you're shipping. We should say cocaine.
There's so much sugar in it, and it's so old it just turned into powder. Don't test it, yeah. Please.
I feel like...
don't test it.
I think like I do the
just
the
take his word for this one, kids.
Just do pouches of Big League Chew. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's not bad either.
Just straight up reseal the Big League Chew.
Problem is that cocaine.
The Big League Chew pouch.
That's what I'm saying.
That cocaine is going to smell like grape.
Grape.
And it's going to be.
That's great. We just created. We're Breaking Bad that shit.
They pre-scented all the pouches before the gum even goes in. They're
children just like, everywhere. Right, now addicted to cocaine.
This will be grape.
Oh, boy.
No, man, guys, this is grape stuff. Okay.
I just wanted to make the Kool-Aid Man joke, but I don't know how to fit it in, so I'll just say, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mike, did you have any news stories that you wanted to talk about, put out into this world?
Does Macaco not count? Because you guys don't think it's a technological...
It's not.
Being blown by the technological advances in cow ass.
I feel like you at one point glanced over an article and were like, I know everything about this and I'm going to name it something. I'm going to call it something. Did you talk to the people at Ronnybrook?
I went up to Kerhonks and their Kobleskill, Skinny Atlas, checked in with the pastor.
They have pastures up there, or just pastures?
See, it didn't. If we had closed captioning, that would have been good.
Real good.
Get out.
Sorry, I'm leaving.
Go wake your child up.
Please don't wake my kid up.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
I don't know. If you were a kid trying to sleep, what would you do?
Right now?
Yeah.
I would fucking sleep. Sleep is good. Sleep is real good. The thing is, like, I feel like he goes through stages where he like likes to sleep and then is completely FOMO'd out and is like, I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep.
He's been listening to a lot of Aerosmith.
Yeah. Whoa. I keep trying to tell him not to.
Tell him to check out Billy Joel.
Check out
Billy Joel. Yeah.
No, thank
you. Happy birthday, Alfie. I got you another Billy Joel's Greatest Hits Volume 1 and 2. My son is devious. I realize this. He's devious.
If he ends up getting a record of Turnstiles or The Stranger, like,
oh, vinyl is acceptable.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But
what about all my cassettes? I gotta leave my cassettes to somebody. My cool nephew.
The receiver I have has a CD player, a tape deck, and a record player and the AM/FM.
And it's this, and it's this big, and it's
it's crappy, and it just like it's got little buttons that can go between. And like he has seen me put records on so many times now that he tries to take all my records out, and like he can destroy them. So I have like dummy records that are his that I like set up.
Right.
And I stick out a little more than all the rest. So he sees them. He's like, oh yeah, I want to pull these out. And they're the shitty ones that I don't give a shit about, like Patton and other fucking crappy records. But now he wants to put them on. Like, he's like, I want to listen to this shit. So he's been putting them on the actual record player. And so I lock the arm at night. And so in the morning when he goes to try to do it, so the needle doesn't get all fucked up, he like will put it on and it'll push buttons. But I have a CD in the CD player. I have a tape in the tape deck.
Queued up, ready to go.
And I have the AM/FM like dialed into a radio station. That music will always be playing. So every time he puts it in and he like presses buttons, music happens. And he's like, oh, I did. Magic. He's saying,
I did.
He's saying, sometimes it sounds like dada, and other times it sounds like I did it. He's just like
dada.
Dada. Yeah, exactly. Dada.
So, I realize that Gerard is very devious because he broke my CD player quite a while ago. I really have no excuse about not getting a CD player, but I figured I would probably just, you know, my typical MO is to wallow in my sadness rather than do something about it. So kind of walking around going, I don't have a CD player. But my son broke my CD player by listening to Purple Rain too many times and like turning the, like hitting all the buttons on my CD player. So now we don't listen to CDs. I wouldn't let him listen to Darling Nikki.
It's not appropriate.
Yeah.
And now, because the CD player is broken, I end up like playing more stuff for him that is music videos and stuff like that. So he gets to watch more music videos. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, you have your Sony Discman?
Yeah, because my CD player actually recently in the receiver broke too. So
are you both brandishing Discman at me? Yeah. To make so me
if
feel
you
bad?
If I'm just if saying you if you're one, interested, yeah, this is my, we'll get you one. That's what we're saying, both of us. For the listener, if you want to see the type of Discman that
go to patreon.com/DannyandMike with the and spelled out.
Great content. Great content.
If you this have is a problem from with our CD school. Listening habits, you can let us know at 347-470-8150. Leave us a message. Tell us what you think.
Also, give us a look on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. They have tons of awesome podcasts for your listening pleasure, sort of like ours.
Keep an eye out. The Brighter Side has come back, and they just had a great episode about fast food. And I think next week they're doing a quick goo-goo-goo, bajugu boo-boo, I think that they call it. I'm not sure exactly what it's called.
That's what Mike called that other thing.
Yeah, no, different. It's a different thing. But I did a Brighter Side recently that'll pop up, and it's very fun and excellent. So
you're cross-potting is what you're doing.
I'm cross-potting. Yes.
Cross-potting. You get contamination that way. Be careful.
So last time I got HPV was from cross-potting.
gross. Check us out. We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/DannyandMike. We have full episodes up there of the podcast and a bunch of extra stuff. And, you know, when you sign up, these guys might even give you a little shout out, a little hello. You just never know.
Oh,
you never
know. We do.
Yeah. What else? What else should we talk about here?
I'm at D Tamborelli on the Twitters and Danny Tamborelli on the Instas.
Michael's at Michael C. Marona on the Twitters. I am at Jeremy Balin and at Jeremy Balin on Instagrams.
This is all fair. I just like to say, we got 165
pounds. You're 5'7" and what else?
And Rozelle shushed me in 2000 at my school in the year 2000.
Yeah, I did want to touch on that, and I forgot until right now. Did that really happen? Did you tell you to stop talking about? I don't care about my beatboxing. Just shut the fuck up.
Just towards the end of each school year, SUNY Purchase would have these really epic concerts.
Gotta get that college money. While I was there,
I wasn't really paying attention. It was always free. And then I went to junior year. It was it was happening. And then like after I left, Ween played and this and this and that. And then, like a lot more rock bands came. So, you know what? There are always good bands playing.
Chainsmokers. Yeah, no, I get it.
I got Diamond Dave recalls, a buddy that I went to school with, recalls that day that we might have been drinking Jägermeister, which is clearly, you know, questions of taste.
Side note, when was the last time anyone here drank Jägermeister? Oh, I would say within 10 years for me, at least. And I used to think it was cool and great.
Because they had those dispensers, right?
And they would just the upside down freezy ones. It is interesting. But you also can get that at the ice cream parlor.
My dear friend Casey, RIP, he once came back from a Jounce show and drank too much Jägermeister. And I drove him, the band drove him home. And on his mom's front yard, he puked all over himself. And it was like black puke all over everything.
Dude, that's a good band name. Black puke.
And we hosed him. We hosed him down and woke up his mom, and his mom walked out, and we were fucking hosing Casey down, literally, and he was so drunk. We were just like, we're just trying to help you out.
I think I might have had a drink of Jägermeister during the Obama presidency, but I would probably say the last time I drank Jägermeister was probably during the Bush W era.
Sounds about right. Anyhow, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike. But Rodzell, you drank Jägermeister, and Rodzell yelled at you because you were. Were you trying to inquire on how to be a good beatboxer yourself?
No. We like he was very hot at that point. Like he had the single out and a few things out, and his like I had just watched a video, and his beatboxing was amazing. So we were. The stage was not very tall compared to us people, so I was wasted leaning on the stage and just kind of kept asking him to freestyle. I mean, to beatbox. I kept asking him to beatbox.
During the show.
Okay. But, you know, not in complete sentences, just sort of weaving this and being like, beatbox! Nobody hosed me down. But Rodzell did go, shh. That was the,
As a former child star, did you take direction well? Did you shut up when he shushed you?
Ooh, reports are spotty. This conflict is a conflicting record following the shush. But I'm still standing, so I probably didn't fuck it up that bad.
That's good.
I mean, that question could be flipped on you, Danny, pretty easily.
You take direction?
Yeah, while you're drunk. And the answer is no.
No, I don't take direction well. No.
Very handsy. At least Mike's hands off, you know what I mean?
When?
Just in general, when you're drunk, you're not handsy. I don't know if I've ever been around you.
I'm a handsy drunk, but I'm not like a inappropriate handsy drunk. I'm more of a I'm more of a huggy, tossy, let's throw you into the wall a little bit and giggle about it.
Right. Super annoying. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.